We need everybody back. The Senate comes back to order. We need everybody back in their seats to have an explanation of what the next motion is going to be. Senator Meyer excused. He's still with us. Okay, there's, I'm looking for Wasserberger. Pappas. And Burns. We're just waiting for Senators Wasserberger, who I see. Now we're waiting for Senators Burns and Pappas. There's Wasserberger. Burns we've got. So we're just, now we're just waiting, looking for Senator Pappas. Here's what we're going to do. We'll go ahead and make the, oh, here we go. Great. Hey. It's almost like a call of the house, but, it's the same idea. So folks, there's going to be a motion made by the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. And I'll explain to you what the motion will be and the process so that everybody's got it with it. So if you've got your ruler or whatever you're doing to draw lines, get that handy, and if you've got your red pen. And what I would recommend that you do, if you've got a blue highlighter or something, get it handy for this part two. So we're going to have part one, and we're going to have part two, okay? Let me tell you what I think the motion's going to be. Just in case there's any doubt. All right. So motion number one will be, assuming we're all together and lined up, is that the chairman of the Appropriations Committee will move the balance of tranche one. Thank you. I keep putting column two. So tranche one, which is column two, which is the blue column. So the chairman will move the balance of that, which will be all of the items there, and ask you to vote no. Then any member can remove from that list anything that they want to have specially considered. So in a sense, we're going to kind of create a consent list. And if you don't want something, you pull it off the consent list. And the reason I said if you've got a blue highlighter, when the request is made to pull it off the consent list, highlight it. Now, here's the issue that we have to be a little bit careful of. When you look at the numbers 12 down through 31 on tranche one, which is the blue. Thank you. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Just so we're all clear, tranche one is the green. Tranche two, the middle one, is the blue. And tranche three is the brown, which is the one clear to the right.
Okay, I don't have all those colors. So let's... All right, so the...
The middle one is tranche two, Mr.
Right. Well, tranche one has already been dealt with. That's not even part of this amendment.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you for... So my original statement was correct. The first motion will delete... We'll recommend that you vote no on all of tranche two, which is the middle column. And that'll take dispose of everything just like it was a consent list. If you vote no, then everything's in. And just like a consent list, anybody that says, look, I want to have this item pull off, then you pull that off, the division off from the area that's to be moved. Now, with some caution, the numbers that are shown on the priority list don't necessarily line up very well with the corresponding description. So when the movement wants to remove something from that consent list, they should describe it on the numbered list, which is Senator Hicks' cheat sheet, but also describe the item so we know what we're talking about. And we can check it and conform it back, if you will, to the bill itself, because that ties into the bill. So with that process, then, the first motion will be starting on page 2. It will start on lines 14. It will take the balance of page 2. And it will go over to page 3. It will be all of page 3, and it will go to page 4 and stop at line 7. Stop at line 7, and that will be the motion, and that will constitute all of the remaining items in tranche 2, which is the middle column. So the first question before we have the motion is directed back to the sponsor of the amendment. Senator Hicks, do you agree that if we delete everything from line 14 on page 2 through line 7 on page 4, that will have the effect of deleting or addressing everything in the middle column, which is tranche 2? Well, 7 is the blank one, so I took it through 7.
On page 3.
Oh, excuse me.
6 is the blank one.
Say that again. I must have missed it.
On page 3.
Okay.
Line 6. We've already voted on line 7. That's the original one.
Okay. Well, I describe 3 as it takes all of 3 out. If it hasn't already been voted, it's gone.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So it is true that lines 7 through 30 have already been voted on, but if I say that if the motion is it's all, we better do lines, your comment's right. So on page 3, it will not include lines 7 through 30 because that's already been voted. We don't want to vote on it twice because while it may seem tidy, it'll create confusion. We're working off the cheat sheet, which is a copy of the actual amendment. Does that make sense? Yes. Senator.
Additional division language on page 1 that...
Let's come back and treat the...
Would apply.
Let's talk on page 1. My suggestion is we do nothing with it and we come back on a cleanup on that at the end, okay? I think that just gets too confusing.
Fair enough.
But you're correct, whatever the outcome is of these next votes, We will come back to page one, figure out what we need to do for cleanup, and address the remaining lines. Does that make sense to everybody? To the sponsor?
So we're going to vote on the motion, and then we come back and withdraw those, or do we withdraw them before we vote?
The motion will be to, these lines will be moved, and I think the chairman will ask you to vote no. And then the effect of that is to create a consent list. Anything you want off that list, then all you have to do is stand up and say, I want this division or this division removed from that consent list. Are we all together? So, do you want me to state the motion, or have you got it, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I moved what you said.
Yeah. I got you, man.
Mr. President, I move the following from line on page 2, line 14 through page 3 over to page 4, line 7. I move that portion of the amendment and ask the body to vote no.
So, what the chairman meant to say, the motion is on page 2, lines 14 through 47.
Right.
On page 3, lines 1 through 6, and 31 through 47, which is the balance of page 3. On page 4, lines 1 through 7. That motion has the effect of addressing all the remaining balances of tranche 2, which is the middle of your spreadsheet. Does everybody understand the motion made by the chairman? All right. Would any of the members like any of those items removed from the consent list? And this is where, if you get ready, because if you got a blue highlighter, we'll highlight what gets removed so you know what we're going to do. Senator Burns, was there anything you would like to remove as a member of the JAC? Go ahead.
Mr. President, page 3, line 5.
Page 3, line 5, and would you describe the item?
Refers to, or it talks about page 124, line 2, which would be lines 2 and 3 of page 124, is the Coby golf course.
It's already gone.
Mr. President, it's not already off. All we did was switch where the money was going. The money's still being spent.
Right.
The argument I have.
So I think the effect of that removal is to remove line 1, 2, and 3, which is the appropriation to the Jacoby Golf Course. Now the funds flow into the water development 1 or 2. I'm not sure which. They were moved into water development. Point of order, Senator Rothfuss.
President, the original Division 32, which this addresses, did incorporate page 1, a delete the Meyer et al. Second reading amendment to address that point. So that might be one of the cleanups that we may want to do so that it's relevant.
I agree. If you will keep track of that, and we'll come back. So the only point here is that the request was to remove the Jacoby, and you'll all remember that the funds are not going to Jacoby by the Senate. They're going to the water development account, and there will be a cleanup amendment required. Senator Hicks, are there items you would like removed?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, just for clarification on that, so what we're doing is we're removing Division 32.
And Division number 32, This is the one, again, that does not match up to the numbered lines, but Division 32 is the Joe Bacoby Golf Course. Is everybody checking their bill? I'll get mine out to confirm that, too. All right. Yes. We're not on. Oh, it does. Okay. So page 130 of the bill includes So Senator Burns, you're saying that 130 lines 11 to 14 is the description that goes with that?
Yes,
that's correct. Okay. So lines 6 and 7 on page 4 is removed, and so I've highlighted, and that's Division 32. That was your point, actually. Senator Hicks, is there any other items you would like removed?
Mr. President, I would like to remove Division 17.
Would you be kind enough to give us a description of the item that's being removed?
The item that would be removed is University Science Initiative Capital Construction Level 2.
Okay.
Would like to remove Division Number 18, which is Job Training and Placement Matching Funds. Would like to remove Division 19.
Let's go a little slower.
Division 19 is University Retention Compensation. Would like to remove Division Number 22. Oops, excuse me, Mr. President, I skipped over one. Would like to remove Division Number 20, which is Evansville Bridge Planning and Design. Mr. President, is the doctor of the day available? Somebody just died. Mr. President, would like to remove Division Number 22, which is University Additional Staffing and Operation and Maintenance.
Just the 22?
It's Division 22.
Okay.
Mr. President, would like to remove Division Number 23, which is University Environmental Health and Safety. Mr. President, would like to remove Division Number 25, University Science Initiative, Programmatic Cost. Mr. President, would like to remove Division Number 27, WildLink Dispatch Consoles.
Where is that?
That's Priority 26.
On page 2.
Division 27.
It's on page 2, line 42.
Mr. President, last one I'd like to have removed is Division Number 28, which is Priority 27, Universities, Masters, and Counseling Education.
Senator Bebout.
At point of order, you've got to do the corresponding ones.
Let me get your microphone. Say that again.
Mr. President, you've got to do the corresponding ones on page 3, because there's some other language there that relates to those. So maybe the maker of all these divisions.
Well, let me go through, and let's make sure we're getting them all right? We'll do it by line when I describe the items that are withdrawn. Okay, Senator Hicks. You ready? I'm going to tell you what lines I think have been removed. So we're on the amendment from the motion made by the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. We're removing from consideration on page 2, lines 42 through 45. And that embodies divisions 27 and division 28 on the handwritten notes. On page 5, excuse me, on page 3, we're removing lines 5 and 6, which embodies division 32 on the handwritten description, which is on page 3, we're removing lines 33 through 47 from consideration. That embodies division 17, division 18, division 19, division 20, division 22, and division 23, and division 25. So I need to restate that. Let me restate that. On page 3, it actually includes line 31 through 44 and 46 through 47. And the bodies, division 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, and 23, and 25. On page 4, we're removing from consideration in the consent list items 6 and, or lines 6 and 7 to page 4, and that embodies what's described as division 32. Does that accurately reflect the withdrawn items? Senator Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to remove line 18, page 2, which is page 122, line 22 in the bill.
Okay.
University High Bay.
Line 2, page 2 lines, pardon me?
Page 2, line 18. Division 15.
So that's... So the request is to remove line 18 on page 2, which is embodies what's handwritten as division 15. And that looks like it's the air quality impact system. That is the high bay. Have you checked to make sure that is the high bay on the... Okay, that's the high bay. Senator Scott.
President, I'd like to remove page 2, line 30, which is labeled division 21. That's the website item on the budget bill.
Are there any other requests for removal? Senator Peterson or Christensen?
Chairman, just clarification. Earlier, I did not hear Division 13 and 14 that were requested out. Maybe I missed that.
Those are part of the motion, the overall motion to adopt, which is part of, and
right.
You've been asked to vote no.
In your previous description of what was being removed, though, I thought you included 13 and 14.
I did not. I don't have that highlighted as being removed. I'm going to go through this one last time. Are there any other requests for removal?
He said
that. All right.
He did because I highlighted.
I'm going to give me 1 second, so I'm going to just make sure I get everything highlighted correctly here.
Which is Sheridan and Casper. He includes them, and I didn't hear anybody move. But he just got a memory.
All right, now I'm going to explain what the motion is by line numbers on.
Did you print it out?
The amendment page, and I'm working off the cheat sheet. So with respect to, again, we're on third reading, amendment number 11, and the chairman of the Appropriations Committee has moved the following sections and asked you to vote no. On page 2, lines 14 through 17, lines 20 through 29, lines 31 through 41, lines 46 through 47. On page 3, lines 1 through 3, lines 31 and 32, and lines 45 and 46. On page 4, lines 1 through 5. That's the motion before you. You've been asked to vote no. Any clarification? Begin with Senator Rothfuss.
Point of order, Mr. President. Would you repeat what you said on page 2? I thought it was incorrect, but I might have misheard.
Okay, my highlight on page 2 are the following lines, 14 through 17.
Correct.
20 through 29.
Mr.
Yes.
There we go. Mr. President, that was my concern also. That was
okay.
What I was listening for.
So, thank you.
And then, Mr. President.
Time out. So it's only, how about 22 through 29? Are those have been withdrawn? Lines 22 through 29 are withdrawn or not?
Mr. President, that's correct on point of order. Those have been withdrawn. Those correspond to divisions that have been withdrawn.
Okay. Senator Hicks, what else?
Mr. President, we've withdrawn, the way I've got it, on line 22 through 34.
Correct.
And then, Mr. President, the other withdrawal on page 2 is line 42 through 44.
I've got 45, so we'll keep the 45.
Yep.
Okay. That's what I have on page 2, Mr. President.
All right. For the record, I'm going to restate page 2. On page 2, the chairman's motion addresses lines 14 through 17, 20 through 21, 35 through 41, and 46 and 47. Is that agreed to? It is. Is line 38 been withdrawn?
Yes.
Mr. President, it has. 38.
Okay, line 38 was withdrawn. Does everybody understand the motion? Because I'll say it again. Let's get it right. Okay, Senator Christensen.
I wonder if just to use the cheat sheet, if we could just go back and hit the divisions.
I can't do. I'm not going to go into the cheat sheet. You're going to have to.
Okay.
We're going to work off the bill. Going back and forth is creating too much confusion. We're on the amendment. I apologize for being rigid, but we have to work off the amendment now. If there's a question you can ask, we're on the amendment. So let's begin. This is the president's motion. On page 2, lines 14 through 17, 20 and 21, 35 through 41, 46 and 47, on page 3, lines 1 and 3, 1 through 3, lines 31 and 32, lines 45 and 46, on page 4, lines 1 through 5. That is the motion. The chairman's asked you to vote no.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President,
there is no.
Senator Burns.
Page 2, lines 14 through 17. I didn't hear anybody ask that to be pulled out.
Let me turn your microphone back on. Go ahead. Senator Burns, would you restate that, please?
Okay, never mind, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President.
All right. Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, on page 2, line 38, I had somebody pull that off.
You're correct, so that's off. The motion does not include line 38 on page 2. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2? No. Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case? Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing, vote closed. 1 aye, 29 no.
We're now on division number 15, which constitutes lines 18 and 19 on page 2. Discussion on 15, which is the high bay. I'm not going to require motions to be made, so let's just get up and discuss it. Senator Anderson, you asked it to be removed.
Mr. President, I asked for that to be removed to have a little more discussion on that. We're spending a lot of money there, and we haven't heard much about what high bay means.
Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, and everybody in the Senate is very much aware of the Tier 1 Engineering College. We've been saving money, and we've set aside, and we're moving ahead. It's an exciting project for our university. Part of that, and an integral part of that, is this high bay test research facility that's included in that. And we had $106 million set aside for this engineering building, the Tier 1 college building we're working on. The high bay is, like I said, an integral part of that. It required $4 million to be transferred from that original money we set up to do it. And this is additional money to get that completed. And we heard from the School of Energy Resources, also from the people at the University of Wyoming about the College of Engineering, how we move forward. This is like having a building without bathrooms. I mean, it's so important to the College of Engineering to have this as part of it. And it just makes it for what we're trying to accomplish, which is a class one tier one engineering college for the university. So this is a very important part of it.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I have the privilege of serving on the University School of Energy Resources, Energy Resource Council, in regard to High Bay. It's a world-class facility. It's already attracted world-class attention, and we will get participants from other world-class members in the energy sector. And I would simply say one of the most outstanding functions of that is its facilities like this will enable the United States to become energy independent. And for that, I would hope that you would vote no and retain us on the list.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, just to follow on to those comments, this is a building that's already been funded almost entirely. This is basically the last dollars going in. There's been a substantial matching portion, I think a little less than 50% from industry on this one, particularly for equipment. This is where our unconventional reservoir research is going to be done. That's one of our leading fields, obviously, at the university, consistent with what the majority floor leader said. So this is one that's already been planned out. It's been designed. It's ready to be built. And as we looked at the final budget, this is the additional amount that's needed to finish it up. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're looking at putting a structures and materials laboratory in it that was originally at the engineering facility, but now we want to expand that so we can do additional world-class research in that. So that's what this goes to. It's part of a much larger project, but a good one.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, on and in support of the high bay and against this portion of the motion, my understanding is that it's a high space, three or four stories high, so that you have the room to do some of the experiments that are needed in this particular area.
Any further discussion? Senator Perkins.
Yes, just to give the body a couple of specifics about this. What happens is this is... This area is the site for the High Bay Research Facility is east of 19th Street and immediately north of the Animal Science Molecular Biology Building in the East Campus. In it's an L-shaped configuration. It's a two-story laboratory wing, which is in significant part related to the Center for Innovation of Flow in Porous Media, which has to do obviously with extraction of gas and oil from spaces. The high bay wing, which is when we talk about highway, will provide double height research spaces with a clear height of at least 27.5 feet, overhead doors to allow semi-trailers to drive into the building to unload equipment or materials. We'll also have a bridge crane that will run the entire length of the structural bay wing to allow equipment materials to be moved laterally within the structure. Project will provide core and shell space. And the fit-out of each research lab will be the responsibility of the researcher. They were listed as a part of the engineering complex that was released in 20 as a part of the level two that or the level one report that came out in February of 2014. And it's the level two cost estimate shows that this. Is why we're having this additional money because we're down and we're close to being ready to go. And this is a program element required for a Tier 1 engineering college, which has already been said. That's just some more specifics on the physical aspects of this project. Thank you, Mr. President.
Roll call. Question I've been called. Roll call on lines 18 and 19 on page 2 of the amendment, which is depicted as division number 15, High Bay.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Escabel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 1 aye, 29 no.
That division, number 15, has failed. The next item is division number 17, which is lines 22 and 23 on page 2. And it is described as the University Science Initiative Capital Construction.
Also include that because
That's correct. So division number 17 is lines 22 and 23 on page 2, and lines 34, 33 and 34 on page 3. Discussion on the amendment. Roll call. Go ahead, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. The what this is the $3 million for the initiative capital construction level 2, if I have this right. And so what we're doing here is this is the beginning of the level 2 of the programming. What you have in here is that the a year ago, during the session laws enacted in the 2014 budget, provided for a task force to be appointed by the governor, focused on the University of Wyoming top-tier science programs and facilities. And the language specifies that the direction that the university achieved top quartile science programs with the overall goals of improving prestige and quality of teaching and research in the sciences, enhancing the employability of UW graduates, and so forth. Mr. President, for this was directly related to the presentation was given right at the beginning of the session. What this is then is the beginning of the planning for this. It's starting the planning so it's the planning, a level 2 planning for this capital for the UW Science Initiative. That's what this, as I understand it, entails.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, in regard to this, many of you probably received this handout earlier. This handout is Wyoming Governor's University Top Tier Science Programs, a Facilities Task Force. This goes at length in regard to explaining what this is and the value thereof. And I'll just simply say this is one of the things that I think that could make the University of Wyoming absolutely, if not revolutionary, transformational in regard to the way we teach kids and the manner in which they learn. This facility will accommodate a lot of the newer methods in regard to teaching and learning. And like, again, I think a lot of the explanation is here.
Further discussion. Senator Bebout.
Yeah, quickly, Mr. President, I would urge you to vote no on this as well. There's a 36-page report, actually, that's a synopsis of what happened, and we really did it right, members of the Senate, the way we set up the task force. We brought people from the university. We brought people from outside and industry. I think it was chaired by former Governor Friedenthal, if I'm correct. And when the report came back and the consensus was that this is a project that should move forward for the university, and we get into the area of what we're trying to accomplish with our university, this is different than the Tier 1 College of Engineering. That's very specific. This is something for all people at the university. And if you've been over there and looked at the facilities over there, I think when I was over at the university and I went to my labs, and by the way, I did go to my labs, that the same facilities are still there that they're using today. So this is something we need to do, and I would ask you to defeat this.
Roll call.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft? Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fladern? Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 3-I, 27 no.
Division number 17 has failed. We're now on division number 18, which constitutes lines 24 and 25 on page 2, and lines 35 through 38 on page 3. And by description, it is the
job training.
Job training. Job training and placement. Discussion on that amendment. Senator Ross.
Mr. President, I'd urge the body to vote no on this. My recollection is that this is a $1 million for through the Department of Workforce Training for job training and placement, and there's a match of $1 million, I believe, and it goes to, like, Climb Wyoming, which has done such a great job with regards to taking single moms and moving them into the workplace and getting them off the welfare rolls. This is money that is really well spent, and I urge you to vote no.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also urge the body to vote no. If you look at the footnote, it does say that it's only expended in equal amounts to private matching funds in not less than $10,000 increments. This is a really good training program, and it's open for anybody that can match the amount of money. But I urge the body to vote no. This is a great training program.
Senator Rothfuss.
Vision. It's not only a great training program, it's a massively positive return on investment for the state. I can't remember the exact figures from their annual report, but I took a look at it a short time ago. And this organization has literally saved the state millions of dollars through their training program, because they're raising the average level of their graduates so substantially that their salary level, that they take them off of our social programs, have them earning in the marketplace to a degree that vastly exceeds the state investment. So this is an excellent program. I wish we could do more of it, in fact.
Further discussion? Question called. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2. Anderson, District 28.
No.
Barnard.
No.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Dockstetter.
No.
Driscoll.
No.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
No.
Hicks.
No.
Johnson.
No.
Kinski.
No.
Landon.
No.
Meyer. Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 no.
Division 19, which is the Evansville Bridge, it's found on, and the amendment is lines 25, 26, 27 on page 2. On page 3, it encompasses line. No, I've got something wrong here.
Point of order, Mr. President.
I got it wrong. Okay. Say that again.
Defeated line 3, number 17, which is division number
18. So we're on
the one you're talking about is the next one.
Right. We're on division 19, which is line
18.
Oh, I thought 18 was job training.
Yeah, that's what we got to announce the vote, Mr. President.
We're now on division 19.
Yes.
Which is line 26, 27 on page 2. And over on page 3 is lines 39 and 40. Is that correct?
No, it's not, Mr. President.
I don't think it is. I've got.
You've got to deal with division number 19. Which is the university retention compensation. No, it
I was not
we
done
did
that.
The job training, Mr. President.
I think what I did is I've got it wrong on my cheat sheet here. So line 19 is, go back to the budget, 123, line 4.
Mr. President, we voted on Division 18.
You're right.
And so that was defeated by 30.
19 is the university retention compensation. And that is 19. So what I did is I got the wrong description with it. So we're on university retention compensation, lines 26 on page 2, and lines 39 and 40 on page 3. Discussion.
Mr. President,
yes.
Also include
line 13 and 14 on page 1. That was the Hassert second reading amendment.
We're not worried about page 1.
Okay.
We're going to clean that up last, okay?
All right.
I appreciate that, but we'll just... Senator Meyer.
Oh, Mr. President, can't they find that in their budget? I mean, I'm just wondering, is the budget over $500 million or under $500 million now? I can't remember. I know it's huge. But that just seems like a general operation thing that we shouldn't have to line item. They should be able to figure out where to find some money to pay their employees and, you know, and retain the good ones. I can't argue the fact that they need to do that, but I'm just wondering, why do they have to come here and get an extra $1 million to do it? They should have been doing it for the last 50 years.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and against, and I urge you to vote no. This is retention compensation. It's $1 million. But it is the university's number one priority. And the explanation of the request is the ability to recruit and retain talented faculty and staff continues to be the single most important factor in the university's capacity to provide high quality education and research. Since the University of Wyoming is Wyoming's only public university, the quality of its faculty and staff impact the entire state for many years. Folks, this is about giving them the tools to retain their brightest and best and to compete in a global market with regards to faculty. And this is probably not even enough.
Probably gotta get water.
But it is seriously important to the university that they have this money.
Senator Rothfuss. Let me get your microphone, pardon.
Mr. Okay. President, on and against this division, and to put it in context, we're trying to keep the best and brightest, as the chairman mentioned. The best and brightest over the last 5 years cost the state of Wyoming somewhere on the order of $5.5 million total over that five-year time frame, and brought roughly $130 million of research funds to our state over that same time frame. Those are the folks that we want to keep. That's a massive asset for our state, and I agree $1 million probably isn't enough to keep all of those people here, but we need to work on that and recognize that they bring $20 for every dollar we spend on them.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, great points. Totally, Mr. President, excuse me, great points. All agree. I've got to agree with the great senator from Goshen County. They've got a huge budget to do this. We don't give retention salaries to, guess what, our school teachers and our normal schools and anything else. We don't do it. Not only that, this is one of the reasons that I had a problem. This has been brought up. This is not a one-time expense. This is going to be a reoccurring expense. It'll be here every year. This is probably over time a $20, $30 million appropriation. It's going to go on and on and on. It's a never-ending one. And this list was proposed to us as one-time monies. And this is a one-time that comes back and back and back. And this, in my opinion, this shouldn't have been on this list. It should have been a different place, and it should be internalized in the budget.
Senator Meyer.
I'll defer to the good Vice President. He wants.
Senator Perkins.
No, I'll be happy to.
Sure, I have no problem going first. I was. Anyway, as you go back and look, as you talk about, well, Tranche 2, Mr. President, is indeed one-time funds. We typically look at
at the things that we've got in here. They're based on capital gains that we anticipate will arise, will arrive. But nevertheless, that there'll be certain times when they don't. So the funding source certainly is one-time funds. There's a few items in here that you will see into the next standard budget request, and this is probably one of them. This is the only one that will do that. There'll be a few others, but only when you look at that, the university, Mr. President, receives this, and their Section 2 funds are significantly, or a large part, come from federal mineral royalties that the university holds, and that's a source of their funding. In those Section 2 funds, obviously, the same federal mineral royalties that have harmed our budget have hurt their budget as well. If you go back and look at the university, it's probably been 3 to 4 years since the university's had a raise. And they haven't had the benefit of, and they don't have the benefit of recalibrations. They don't have the benefit of ECAs. When we look at that, you know, when you talk about the opportunities and try and equate what goes on at the university with what happens in public schools, while there is an element of teaching, there's a significant other, additional element. We've talked about, and a good senator from the Ivory Towers talked about that. Let me tell you what happens when we don't have this type of flexibility in a budget to help out our university. A few years ago, there was a researcher who was doing tremendous research in silk, bringing in millions of dollars in grants and research that employ Wyoming individuals, help Wyoming graduate students, and continue to raise the prestige and the opportunity available in our state for our kids and the people who study here. Without this, a better offer came along ultimately that he couldn't refuse, and off he went to the university of the neighboring state who could do that. And so when we have these things, it's easy to say, you've got a big budget, why do you need this money? Well, today we've done that a number of times. We've got a big budget, look what we did in the health department. We said, you know, there's $1.9 billion budget in the health department, yet we continue to appropriate and move money around. We've done that other places. While the priority of the Board of Trustees was the financial accounting software, the priority of the university and the administration of the university is to try and keep the best there, because ultimately it harms their budget. Could they do a better job? Probably. We hope that with the accounting software and the financial stuff that's going on, we hope that they'll be able to do that in the future. But in the meanwhile, being able to keep those people on board, sometimes it doesn't take a lot, but it does take something. I would urge you to vote no.
Senator Hicks?
Let's make one thing clear. This is not the number one priority. This is the number one priority outside of the block grant out of that 440 some millions. If it's a number one priority, the first thing you do is you fund it out of your block grant. That's what number one priorities are for. First money goes out. As far as losing good professors, in fact, I was a student at the one that was referenced here, we've always lost some of the best. We're not always going to be able to pay the best and the brightest, the top salary with all the competition there is in the United States. So periodically, we're never going to be able to keep up with the MITs and the Berkeleys and some of these others. They're always going to attract away. So we can't use one example as a reason to come in and do this. And there should be a level of parity. There should be parity. If we're going to do this for the university, we should say then we need to give a little money to the school districts to retain those outstanding teachers, that their students go to the National Science Fair and win. We should do that for those junior college professors. So, Mr. President, I think this is a good idea from a standpoint that we want to retain those people, but that should be taken care of in the block grant. I would say vote yes on this, Mr. President.
Question. Senator Meyer.
Well, yeah, the level of parity in this budget is that we got rid of all of the merit pay for the executive branch of this government. This is merit pay. It's $1 million worth of merit pay. to keep your best and brightest. But when we had the merit pay in this budget took it out, used it in other places for other priorities. You talk about the researchers. We got an overhead of 41%. If this guy made $10 million in research, 41% of that came back to UW for overhead. That's $4.1 million. If the guy did it, if you got researchers making that kind of money, you got a cash flow and a darn good one. So, you know, I just look at it and say, yeah, we've got priorities for merit pay. UW does. Ours are forget about our state employees. But Mr. President, this probably should go into the block grant. If it's not going to go into the block grant, I mean, we should ask them how come it's not happening now. We really should, because they've got the opportunities.
Senator Rothfuss, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. President. For my second time, addressing the overhead rate, there's a lot of function that goes towards. First of all, keeping the lights on is an important thing. So the research dollars do fund central research systems, equipment that's used by multiple laboratories. It's invested back into the research that helps to facilitate the receipt of additional funds. If you don't have equipment, it's pretty hard to get research grants. And those overhead dollars go towards campus combined research and development. They also go towards recruitment of faculty. It's true, and one of the things that you need when you're bringing in new faculty, and it's one of the things we lose when we lose faculty, is the research dollars that's associated with their startup of their laboratory. Sometimes those packages range up to $1 million at other universities. That's one of the things that's difficult for us to compete with. It's not just the salary that you get when you transfer somewhere else. It's a large startup to fund your laboratory, and we try and provide similar resources. We don't get up that high, unfortunately, to attract faculty. So there's a lot of utility in the overhead rate. And not only that, but that overhead rate at the University of Wyoming is one of the lowest of any major university in the country. There was a very popular and very esteemed university on the east or on the west coast at one point that was above 72% on their overhead rate. We keep ours very competitive and very reasonable relative to the university establishment. With regard to whether this is fair to give to the university versus other entities, the reality is, this is not a competition. I wish we had the ability to provide additional incentives to all of our public employees. I certainly would have supported all of those just as well. The reality is this is something that is well and sorely needed at the university. If it does need to go into their block grant, that's something that they'll be coming back and we'll be talking about in the budget session. But this has been identified as a need right now. It's coming out of one-time funds, and that is a debate that can go into the budget session next time. I'd urge the body to reject this and vote no on the amendment.
Senator Hicks, for your second time.
Second time. Here's the other deal. So you're bringing in $10 million. If you're a research faculty at the university, you're on a nine-month appointment. We had this debate last year on an amendment to a water bill, and we looked at those budgets. So as a researcher, and you're on a nine-month appointment, and you bring in $10 million, guess what you get to do? You get to pay yourself a salary out of that. That's perfectly legitimate. So a good researcher that's bringing in a lot of money, that's on a nine-month appointment, if they want to take money out of those grants to pay for their graduate students and their lab supplies and part of their salary and travel expenses, they can do that with those grants. So it really begs the question, is what are we going to get for this $1 million? And where's the parity on for the amendment?
Senator Perkins, would you please come forward? A statement, just to make sure, the faculty are limited by federal law and their grants. They could take a stipend, and it's a modest stipend commensurate with their salary. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2.
No.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
No.
Escobel.
No.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
No.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
No.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
No.
Rothfuss.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
No.
Wasserberger. President Nicholas.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 12 aye, 18 no.
Division number 19 has failed. We're on division 20, which is the Evansville Bridge Planning and Design. It's lines 28, 29 on page 2. And lines 41 and 42 on page 3. Discussion. Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the opportunity to go back over what I think is a project that is of pretty great importance. And it wouldn't have risen to the level that it has if it hadn't been what we consider to be an emergency up in my district. The parallel I would draw is that it is a lot like the project we talked about with our highways. There are certain times, especially in times of economic development, economic rise, and a lot of population growth, that we end up with hot spots that come about in a pretty big hurry. In that little community up there in central Wyoming, that's one of the affordable options that people have when they move in to that part of the state to take on the jobs, all the drilling rigs, all the activity up in the Powder River Basin, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of these workers, when they do get out of that little community, go over and take that highway that we talked about earlier in the day. This project, folks, is something that came about literally in about the last year and a half. We've got a real problem in that community. There's one ingress egress out of that community, and it goes over a railroad track. We've got a lot of population. I think I mentioned to all of you that we've built about 100 homes in the last 2.5 to 3 years up there. There's another subdivision being planned. If you would like to understand up there by the Oregon Trail Cemetery, which we have dealt with several times in this body, if you'd like to understand that road, Mr. President, I'd be happy to share all that information. Suffice it to say that belongs to the feds. That road does, that bridge does, and a lot of that Oregon Trail Cemetery does. We'd love to use it. We could probably get permission to use that bridge. The problem is the property isn't any good on the far side of the river. What we're trying to do with this project, and it's gotten the attention of the executive branch, and it came through our appropriations committee process because it's imperative that we get another road out of that little community. I hope that's a quick and dirty overview. I'd be glad to answer any questions that folks have, Mr. President. Thank you.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would hope that my many friends from Casper will not become confused when I vote no on this particular project. I had a child born in Casper. We live there. I have family in Casper. I'm familiar with the bridge in question. My concern is, as a policy matter, and I think the senator from Bates Creek alluded to it the other day, I'm afraid we're going to find out why in 1937 the legislature made Wydot an independent agency. I worry about us as a body earmarking particular road projects. If Wydot is not responsive, that's a separate issue. There are many communities, including my own, who can make a very valid case for why their bridge should be moved to the front of the line. We had one. After that Minnesota bridge collapse, it was rated unsafe by the Federal Highway Department. A bridge rated unsafe, it took us 7 years to piece together the funding. 1 cent funding, CapTex funding, Wydot funding, federal funding, utility funding, roads budget funding from the city. And we're finally getting it done. It never occurred to us that we could go down and fold it into a footnote and move it to the head of the list over the planning process that Wydot goes through. And I share everybody's frustration with them. Getting them to be more responsive is a different issue, I think, than footnoting projects to the head of the line. And I'm worried about where in the long run that will go as every community decides they'd like to move theirs to the front of the line. Thank you, Mr.
Senator, I think they will be confused if you vote no based on those comments. I think
yes.
Kind of,
sorry. When I vote yes.
Senator Perkins.
Those are good comments, and a couple of points that just want to make clear. That, first of all, that for Wydot to have this on its STIP plan and to do what it's going to do, it would have to be a state highway. This is not a state highway. Wydot does have responsibility for all public bridges in the state to make sure that they're safe. If you go back and look a little while ago, Mr. President, we appropriated some additional money to help cities, towns, and counties, this little town. And just to make sure, I want to go back also before I even say that, make sure that everybody understands something that we did on second reading, is that there's an amendment that was brought on second reading that removed the specific requirement that this be used on any particular town. It did provide guidance. It provided some sideboards on what it would do, but ultimately, it's now to any town that's got a significant increase in population the last few years. It's under the and this is important, under the population of 5,000. The money we just appropriated, this town would get, I think, what was the number between 1,000 and 5,000? I think you get $25,000. This town is put together and it's got some money to throw to do at this. But when you look at this town, In 2010, and this isn't the only town in the state that might be like this, but this town in 2010 census had a population of about 2,500. The population is now increased by 50% since 2010 and continues to grow at a rapid rate. Mr. President, we have gone out and we have helped communities, both large and small, with various projects of public improvement. And we've had to do that in similar ways. We've done a large water project in the Northeast. We've done railroad crossings in the East. If you go around the state, Mr. President, you'll find that we have, in situations where you have capacities and facilities that are beyond the reach and the grasp, we do that. If you go back and look at Water 1 and Water 2, what are we doing? We're going through and we're assisting in providing irrigation water, repairing irrigation water, finding raw water for municipalities and other sources. So ultimately we do this. This has now been changed to where it is under the Department of Transportation. It's available for any small community under the population of 5,000 that would meet those requirements to come in and do this. Wydot has the expertise and the ability to do that, although keep in mind this would not be on a STIP project because it's not a state highway. But it is a public bridge, which does come under the responsibility and the direction of Wydot in ensuring that they're safe and well-built. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I think this comes to light, brings to light some deficiencies in our statutes and maybe some areas where we need to ask ourselves, you know, how did it fall through the cracks? And the cracks that I see that it kind of fell through is is the business-ready communities and the business council. Because the testimony has been, and talking to a lot of the guys around the northern, the center part of the state, is that, you know, we've got some growth, not there. But, you know, there's some things that we need to look at. And the same thing can be said about Converse County with Highway 59. You know, there's for whatever reason, some of these things aren't showing up on the radar. And we don't have any methodology or any plan for them like we do for water development in different areas like that. So, you know, I think the consternation a lot of us have is that the political process kind of intervenes, and the guys with the most votes or whatever they've got, the charisma or whatever it is, their stuff moves to the front of the line. Their constructions move to the front of the line, and it isn't perceived as being fair. But I think we've got some things that showed up this year that we know that some things are falling through the cracks, and we don't have somebody looking at some of these things, especially in the areas of growth in our state that is going at a rate that a lot of us will probably never experience. And, you know, I know down in the southeast we were able to get some impact funds down there because of the growth that we knew was going to happen. I think we're just going to have to keep our eyes open and find somebody in state government to say, okay, this is your job to make sure that you're keeping your eye open on growth so we can get these towns and counties the infrastructure they need before you get into a situation where you've got the bottlenecks and before people start dying on highways. You know, so I think this is an opportunity that we can all get together and realize that, you know, we just don't have it perfect yet. Because I think this money probably should come from the business-ready communities, and I don't know whether we actually have the authorization in that program to do something exactly like this. But we got to start looking at the different authorizations in the different areas where we can get on top of things and do it before we need to.
Senator Hicks, for your second time.
Mr. President, I think the analogy of water development is an excellent analogy. We also know that YDOT is responsible for bridge safety. So every bridge, whether it's on a county road, within a municipality, is on their inventory list. And what I'm concerned is the nature of the problem here, and that we're just putting one horse in front of the cart when we need a lot of horses pulling this cart. So getting back to the analogy of the water development. There's an appointed commission. People bring projects for them. They vet those projects. They study that. Then it goes from a phase one to a phase two and then to a phase three construction. We just said right now, we don't even know the full nature of this problem. Is it a $10 billion liability? Is it a $500 million liability with all these non-state bridges? So I think we need to step back. I think this is a good example of why we maybe need to take a look at this. But just to throw $500,000 in there right now and say we've narrowed the criteria down, you can come in here. We don't even have the mechanism set up to evaluate. The first thing we need to do is get a commission together to look at this. What's the nature of the problem? What's the cost of the long-term liability? No different than we've done with planning for landfills, water development projects, and all of these other arenas that we do this long-term planning, development, we budget and study and fund. I think this is premature, Mr. President.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, the last speaker brings up a good point. This is the $400,000 to study that. This is a small town in Wyoming that does not have the wherewithal to do that on their own. It is just the study of what to do with that road and that bridge out of their community that they need a second ingress and egress. They have one now over the railroad tracks that's a busy railroad tracks, and if something happens, emergency can't get in and people can't get out. They need to study the problem and see what they've done. They do not have the funds to study that. This $400,000 is funds to study that. It's a good point he makes. I know they would appreciate your no vote on this.
Senator Office.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and for this division, this is a worthy project. There's no question about it. It's one that I think needs to get done. It's one that I'm very sympathetic towards the urgency to get the project done. But at the same time, I am far more hesitant to get this body involved in specific public works. And while it's true that the current state of it has some sideboards on it where it's not only Evansville that it's available to, we still keep speaking about it as the Evansville project despite the amendment. And the amendment really just came down to a city that starts with E and rhymes with Levensville. Someplace in Wyoming. It's still very specific. It's still very clear what it's to. And, Mr. President, I would say that this is a violation, and for good reason, of Article 3, Section 27 of the Wyoming Constitution regarding special and local laws prohibited. The legislature shall not pass local or special laws in any of the following enumerated cases, and that includes altering or working roads or highways, not just highways, but roads. And again, for good reason, because we've spent an awful lot of time debating one bridge in this chamber already. If we had to debate all of our bridges in this chamber, it would take, well, far more time than even dividing this particular amendment did. We have bridges in Laramie. I'm sure they all need to be repaired, and in fact, we had one that was in critical need of repair that went through a very long process and will be repaired at some point in the future through the standard procedures. I don't disagree that we have to accomplish this, but I'm very concerned with the methodology for accomplishing it. And if, Mr. President, we do not have in place a proper method to identify critical needs, then we need to put that system in place from this body. We can develop another commission or board that looks at priority and emergency needs and addresses them. We could do something like appropriating $35 million to special infrastructure projects through the consensus grant process to provide funding for those types of things. There are vehicles available to us, Mr. President. This is not it. On and for this division.
Roll call.
This division. And, you know, we do have the capability to make these kind of decisions. It's right here in this body. And if you look at over the last decade, how many times have we had decisions like this where things come up, where it's unexpected, where it's a situation, it's an emergency? We react to it. That's what we do. That's what the legislature is elected to do. We establish priorities. We set these priorities. We come down here. Things come up that nobody can anticipate. We react to it. That's what we do. That's what we're doing in this particular case. There's nothing wrong with that. We've done it in the past. We'll do it in the future. I ask you to vote no.
Roll call on the bill. Question called. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel? Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing? Vote closed. 16 aye, 14 no.
Division number 20 has passed. Next item is Division 21, which is the website. It's lines 30 and 31 on page 2. And it's lines 41 through 42 on page 3. Folks, let me suggest this with respect to where we're at now. Now, I'm just sitting up here listening to it. You can almost
say argument one, argument two, argument three, and we've had it over and over. You all know each other real well. You're not educating each other any longer. And you're not persuading each other any longer. It seems to me that we can get up, have an explanation, and you can get up and make your point in about one sentence. I challenge you to try it. I don't think it'll make any difference. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I rise to urge us to vote aye and to cut this particular website out. I think that's something that can wait. And, Mr. President, I do want to remind us that, you know, I know we've had trouble resisting this spending that's before us, but if we don't start resisting it, I can guarantee you there's going to be some needs coming in the next few years, hospitals, nursing homes, adult DD centers that we're going to have to spend some money on. We don't start conserving some of our money, that's going to have to come out of our reserves, and they're going to get depleted quicker than our economy is going to recover, and we can get ourselves in real trouble. So as we get down this priority list, I hope we'll start thinking about what we're doing and start voting aye to resist some of the spending.
Senator Bevout or Senator Ross? Ross?
That's okay. Go ahead. I'll defer.
Oh, Rothfuss.
Rothfuss, go ahead.
Rothfuss. Rusfus.
Mr. President, it all sort of blurs together. Mr. President, on and against this section of the amendment, the website is driving tourism. Tourism is our second most important industry. This is an investment in the state. It actually provides more revenue to the state in the long run, and we want to do that if we're going to have additional revenues in the future, particularly for sales and use tax.
Roll call on the amendment.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich? Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger? President Nicholas.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 9 aye, 21 no.
That amendment has failed. We're on to division number 25. You're correct. Division number 22, which is lines 32 and 33 on page 2. And now the division 22 and 23 go together. Question on divisions 22 and 23?
Yes.
Question. Question on, roll call, excuse me.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel? Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote?
Christensen,
aye to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 12 aye, 18 no.
Divisions 22 and 23 have failed. Division 24. Senator Burns. It is. You're correct. We're now at the division number 25, which is lines 38 and 39. Question I'm called for. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2.
No.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
No.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper. Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote?
Barnard, no to aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 7 aye, 23 no.
Division number 25, is that right? Has failed. Division 27. Did I skip something?
No, Mr. President, when we do the division, just so everybody can keep track, we set the division 27.
I'd be happy to. Division 27, lines 42 and 43 on page 2. It is the wild link. Discussion? Roll call. Oh, you're blending in back there.
Blending in, okay.
You've got camel.
I'll blue. Buy me a used car salesman suit next time, Mr. Chairman.
That's no way to talk about it.
I'm sorry about used car salesman, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. I'll starve you pygmies. Okay, Wildlink dispatch consoles. You know, folks, usually when Wildlink... When I hear that, I almost have this horrible feeling. But I did get into a little bit of the conversation on these particular councils, and they're updating the councils in such a way that you can actually have competition between different manufacturers. So, you know, we had one company that we were doing all our business with. And we didn't have a choice to buy them from anybody else. So this is actually, even though it says Wildlink, it's a good amendment. So vote no.
Roll call.
Anderson, District 2.
No.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
No.
Bebout. Burns? Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 7 aye, 23 no.
That amendment to Division 27 has failed. We're on Division 28, which is described as Universities, Masters, and Counselor Education. Discussion. Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, reference argument number one on the previous bill for retentions. This really should go into the block grant. Call for the question.
Discussion. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich? Escobel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote?
No
to aye. Bebout, no to aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 14 aye, 16 no.
Division number 28 has failed. We're now on division number 32, which is the funding that was for Jacoby that's going to one of the water development accounts now. Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I'd like to withdraw division number 32.
Without objection. Five and six lines.
Mr. President, I'd like to object.
Okay, objection having been made, roll call on the amendment. Yes.
I was the one that asked to add pull off the list, although I appreciate the good senator from Carbon County. Mr. President, this particular item has been problematic for me all along, and all we really did was we moved the money over to the Water Commission, but we're basically telling them, you take that money and you spend it on Jacoby now. And I don't think that money should be spent at all. It's the same thing as we were talking about with a certain bridge and other things. We have a Wyoming Water Development Commission. Let them decide what programs deserve their money, not the money we're taking out of here. And also, the other aspect to that is I think that we have a system in place. If they don't get the money from that, they can always go to the SLID board for this. Keep in mind, this golf course is something of kind of an orphan thing. And the university has said, well, we don't want to have anything to do with it. And the city originally said they were going to give the money to them, give the water to them. Now they're charging, I've heard, everything from $40,000 to $100,000 a year for it. I say, okay, fine. If that golf course can't make it on its own, if the university doesn't want it, fine. Let it wither, and then we can talk about just selling the thing.
Roll call. Oh, the motion to support Phil Dubois' sale. Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on and against this division, this is certainly not the same as a road because this is a university property. Whether I like it or not, we pretty much do manage the university from this chamber. It would be much better, perhaps, if we didn't, but we definitely have the authority over this one. That constitutional objection doesn't apply on and against this amendment.
Discussion? Senator Burns.
Mr. President, look at the amount, $3.2 million for a water well for a golf course. Even at $100,000 a year, that's 32 years worth of water. I'm trying to figure out how this thing makes any sense. And then when you go into Section 346, which is Tranche 3, there's even more money for it. We're actually talking, I believe, closer to $4.8 million for a golf course at 7,200 feet. Would any even the most avid golfer here, anybody explain to me how that makes any sense at all?
Discussion, roll call. Question called for, roll call.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel. Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Abbott.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger? President Nicholas.
No.
Closing vote.
Could be spent on Highway 59.
Landon, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 21 aye, 9 no.
That motion on division number 32 has been adopted.
Or put a golf course on Highway 59.
By my calculation, that completes all of the... what we were being calling Tranche 2, and we're now to Tranche 3. Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, members of the body, pull your tranches out. I'm going to go through here with you so you can write the divisions, because they don't track well now. Mr. President, I think this will expedite this. So, do you have your tranches ready? Okay, here we're going to go. Okay, number one is Division 34. Number two is Division 35. Number three is Division 36. Number four, Division 37. Number five is Division 38. Number six is Division 39. Number seven is Division 40. Number 8 is Division 41. Priority number 20 is Division... No, excuse me. Priority 9 is Division number 42. 10 is 43. 11 is 44. 12 is 45. 13 is 46. 14 is 47. 15 is 48. And 16 is 49, Mr. President. So if you work off your cheat sheet and you just go to the divisions, you can line those up now.
The next item is division number 14, which is item number 1, Capitol Building.
34.
Thank you. The division number 34 is the Capitol Building. Roll call. You want to make a general motion for all of them and then withdraw?
Mr. President, I would like to introduce my...
Your consigliere, Senator Ross. Would anybody like to have any of those items removed?
Mr. President, I'd like to have division number 34, which is priority number one, capital rehabilitation and restoration. Division number 37, which is priority number four, University Science Initiative account. Division number 40, which is priority seven, Evansville Bridge. Division number 41, which is priority eight, State Facilities Construction account. Division 43, which is priority 10, University Corbett Pool. Division 47, which is priority 14, Wyoming Public Television matching funds. And Division 49, which is priority 16, University Jacoby Golf Course.
Would anybody like any members like any of the remaining items removed from the list? So the vote is on Senator Driscoll. Any further requests? So the roll call on divisions 35, 36, 38, 39, 42, 45, 46, and 48. Roll call. I can. Ready? 35. 36, 38, 39, 42, 45, 46, and 48. And you've been asked to vote no. Roll call.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe? Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Driscoll? No to aye.
Hicks, no to aye.
Hicks, no to aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 6 aye, 24 no.
We're now on division number 34, which is capital rehabilitation restoration account. Discussion. Roll.
Question,
roll call.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins? Peterson?
Nope.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 5 aye, 25 no.
That amendment has failed. We're on division number 37, item number 4. Science Initiative. Any discussion? Question. Roll call.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fladern? Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 8 aye, 22 no.
Division number 37 has failed. We're on division number 40, item number 7, the Evansville construction. Roll call. Senator Burns.
Or Evansville Bridge, it doesn't seem like it would make any sense if we've already turned down the money for planning and the design of it. The only people I've ever seen who build something without a design was the guy who built my house.
It's just a bridge. Roll call.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon? Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 18 aye. 12, no.
That amendment has been adopted. Division number 41, item number 8, State Facilities Construction Account. Discussion, Senator Ross.
Mr. President, I urge the body to vote no. This is money set aside for those state facilities, state hospital, the Wyoming Life Resource Center, and those facilities that we need and know we have to repair, reconstruct, or do good work on.
Senator Bebout.
And I, too, would urge the body to vote no. Members of the Senate, we already have $30 million set aside for this. We had a task force last year that we set up. We've already passed an amendment to extend that task force, changes the makeup of it to move these projects forward. It's something we need to do as we look at these state institutions, and the first two are the hospital in Evanston, the state hospital, and the WLRC. I would urge the body to vote no.
Senator Rothfuss. Oh, did you? I think you should go throw it in right now. If you're the chairman. Questions have been called for. Roll call. Senator Peterson or Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Again, this is Tranche 3. It's a ways out. These are big projects. They're not going to happen between now and next year, but there may be some changes in both their needs and their priorities. So I urge us to be careful on this one. Vote aye.
Roll call.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote. Pappas, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 4 aye, 26 no.
That measure has failed. For a division number 43, Corbett Poole. Discussion.
For somebody of the appropriations. These are one-time expenditures, but it's my understanding this would be just the first phase for the Corbett Pool. Can we have an idea what the total cost of Corbett Pool is going to be from somebody on Appropriations Committee?
Senator Ross.
I'll speak once here and ask you to vote no on this, but the total cost, it varies depending on there's depending on whether or not you affix some of the, what is it, the biomechanics kinds of, what'd you say? You know, the total, the cost of the pool is like $28 million, but it could raise up to more than that if you fix on some of the life sciences that are already attached in there. I think it's physical therapy or something like that. I can't remember. Too many things going on in my head right now. But that's, I can't recall how much we've already appropriated at this point in time. I think we've had some money in Corbett Pool for a little while. But, folks, here's the deal with Corbett Pool. Corbett Pool is a travesty. And it is incredible to think that we can't even host an NC2A swimming meet at the University of Wyoming. In fact, the pool, the Laramie Municipal Pool, is a better pool than the university's pool. And we can't even dive there. But it's not just about the swimming teams. But you got to think about all the other uses that that pool has for intramurals, for other courses at the University of Wyoming. And if you don't do something with this pool, it will be an eyesore. And quite frankly, it was higher up on the priority until the RAC kind of stepped over it, which is an important thing, and we've approved that. But Corbett really needs to be some money set aside, just as we're doing elsewhere, to handle that pool. I'd urge you to vote no on this.
I urge you to vote aye on it. I'd really like to have one project to be able to vote for UW 4, 5, 6 years down the road.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I'll make that happen. Mr. President, on and against this division, and just to clarify some of the details, it's not just a pool. When you look at Corbett, there's physical therapy, some other life sciences coursework. There's a lot that goes on in the Corbett pool currently. If we're building a new pool, we're going to end up having some whammy activities going in the second year of WAMI, for example, which is going to also be at the University of Wyoming, is going to be rolled into the current Corbett facility. Some of the funds need to go towards that, as well as expansion into the new facility. So there's a lot of different things going on with this project in addition to just putting up a new pool. The new pool currently, the concept is that it would go in the parking lot along Grand there between Grand and Corbett. That's just a conceptual visualization of where it's intended, but there is planning work to be done on that as well. So there's a lot more to it than just building a swimming pool. It definitely is something that supports athletics, but it supports all of the students at the university. It supports our physical therapy and some of our other health sciences programs and physical education. A lot of other programs go into this. So it's an educational facility as well as an athletic facility.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to answer one of the questions someone asked about, has there been any money set aside? The answer is yes, there has. There were $2 million in the last budget that we did for the Corbett pool.
And I'll be quick. You know, this is quite a ways down the list, folks. We can come back here next year. I guess I understood that it was for Corbett pool, but based on the description that we just heard, it's a whole new pool and a new facility. That's great. I think it's something we probably want to do, but let's resist this. Vote yes. Bring it back next year. Give us the total picture. I know it's out there. It's a good facility. But if we're building a new facility, let's get the total cost of that and figure it out and then look at this next year. I'd ask you to vote aye.
Well, when I first got on JAC, we talked about the Corbett pool. Total cost then was about $15 million. Now I'm shocked to see that it's almost twice that. You know, this is one of these things that, I hate to say it, but this is maybe the place where you take Tier 3 money and you just start rat-holing it and try not to kick down the can down the road too many more years, because it's already been kicked at least 8. I got a green light. Oh, I was standing back. I'm just saying, it's probably time not to kick the can down the road anymore. Fram argument. There you go. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Oh, orange and black.
Anderson District 2. Anderson District 28. Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
No.
Wasterberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing? Vote closed. 9 aye, 21 no.
We're on Division 44. Oh, that division did fail. We're on Division number 44, which is item 11, Wilson Road Bike Path.
Question.
Roll call.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Anderson 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe, Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Ron Flatern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 14 aye, 16 no.
That amendment has failed. Division number 47, that's item number 14, public television matching. Discussion? Roll call.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert? Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 3 aye, 27 no.
That amendment 47 has failed. We're on the last division, number 49. Jacoby Golf Course, Phase 2. Roll call. Senator Burns.
Mr. President. Second verse, same as the first.
Roll call.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 20 aye, 10 no.
That amendment has passed. Okay, folks, listen up. By your action, you have deleted what is the division number 20. That is on the budget bill. And it's on the amendment, it's lines 28 and 29, page 123 of the budget bill, lines 5 and 6. That's the Evansville Bridge. You've deleted on page 3 of the amendment, lines 4 and 5, which was page 124, lines 2 and 3 of the budget bill, which is Jacoby Golf Course planning money. You've deleted line... or you passed on line 26, page 4, page 132, line 20 of the budget bill, which deletes the
Remind me, that's Evansville as well, isn't it? That was passed, and that item has been deleted. You passed at bottom of page 46 and 47 that the deletion of the second phase of the Jacoby, that's on lines 46 and 47 of page 4, and on page 5, you passed on lines 13 and 14, lines 134, which is part of Division 40, and lines 37 and 38, which is part of Division 49. All other items were failed. I believe that at this point we can have a motion to delete lines on page 1, lines 12 through 30. Those do not follow any of the deleted items. Does the sponsor agree? Okay, let's just go through the pages. On page 1, I believe that lines 12 through 30, all of those divisions affect items that are unrelated to the items we deleted so that you can vote no on those lines. Do people agree?
Point of order, Mr. President.
Yes.
I know that Division 32, the reference.
Thank you.
Mr. President, point of order. Division 32, which is referenced on the cheat sheet, page 1, line 22, is the Jacoby Golf Course 1, by my calculation. That's the reference that I see that would have to be resolved.
Okay, so that was the... Was the Meyer Second Amendment, was that the one that took out... Senator Meyer, was that your amendment that removed... Okay, so that amendment, once again, it's irrelevant because we've deleted the corresponding language. Would you agree? Senator Meyer, do you agree that we can delete lines 12 through 13 at this point? Let me put you on your mic, and I'll put Senator...
Yeah, I think it's... we.
Mr. President, that's how I would suggest handling
so,
it.
So, okay.
At that point, the amendment then works correctly and has the right line number.
All right. Let's go back.
Point of order. You would have to include lines 24 through 27, which was the Perkins Second Read Amendment also.
That survives?
That failed.
The point here is not what failed. The point is what survives out of that language.
Yeah, that didn't survive.
No, man, I'm sorry, I'm not explaining this well. The only question is, on lines 12 through 30, what should we vote aye to on account of the other action we took? Right now, the only thing I've heard is that we should just, because we deleted the Jacoby altogether, we would delete the Meyer Amendment, so you would vote aye to that, but everything else would be no. Do you agree with that?
Mr. President, no.
Okay.
We stripped all the appropriations out for the Evansville Bridge, which were covered under the Perkins Amendment number 38 to Committee of the Whole, which is line 25 through 27.
Okay.
Mr. President, I agree, point of order there, that we would have to vote aye on lines 25 and 26 on page 1 as well to conform.
All right. So do we have a motion with respect to lines 12 through 21 to delete that language and a recommendation to vote no?
So moved, Mr. President.
All those in favor, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, would that not also include
Lines 28 and 29.
I was going to do them separately.
Okay.
So lines 20, 12 through 20. The motion is to delete. You've been asked to vote aye. All
no,
those.
Hold.
No
point
way.
Of order, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah. You, I,
we want to know on that one. 12 through 20, we need
it's
to know.
It's getting late. Senator Bebout.
President, the division is lines 12 through 21. Those have already been debated and discussed, and I would urge the body to vote no.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That has failed. Do we have a motion with respect to lines 22 through 27?
Mr. President, I move lines 22 through 27 and ask the body to vote yes to conform.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. Lines 22 through 27 have been adopted. Lines 28 through 30, do we have a motion?
Mr. President, I move lines 27 through 30 and ask the body to vote no.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That's failed.
I meant no. Mr. President.
Now we're over. We've got one more area to deal with. Are you ready for that yet? Okay, let's turn over to page 4, lines 8 through 13. That was not voted on. I believe that that is a no. You should vote no on that. Does the sponsor agree?
Yes, Mr. President.
We have a motion with respect to lines 8 through 13. To a motion on that and a recommendation to vote no.
Vote no, Mr. President.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That's failed. Now, for clarification, lines 39 through 42 are the only thing that have not been adopted. That language, it seems to me that we should probably approve that for readjustment and renumbering. Does the sponsor agree?
Yes, Mr. President.
Senator Rothfuss, do you agree?
I do, Mr. President. I move page 5, lines 39 through 42, and ask the body to vote aye.
Everything except the name Hicks and Driscoll. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. I believe that that takes care of the entire amendment. Now we're back to the majority floor leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate beg leave to rise and sit again. We have some sandwiches out there for about 35 or the sound of the gavel, Mr. President.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. The Senate shall stand in recess for 30 minutes till 6:30.